I love all the readings and all the prayers for today's Mass, beginning with the opening prayer or the collect. We pray, O God, strength of those who hope in you, graciously hear our pleas. And since without you, mortal frailty can do nothing, grant us always the help of your grace, that in following your commands, we may please you by our resolve and by our deeds. Strength of those who hope in you. How wonderful is that, my brothers and sisters? God is the strength of those who hope in him. He is the one who hears our pleas, and since without him, without his grace, our mortal frailty, our humanity can do nothing. We will fall short, because we're limited, we're finite, because we're broken, and we're wounded. So therefore, in keeping his commands, by being faithful to his commands, we may choose to please him and how we love him. With not just words, not just empty words, but by our resolve and by our deeds. I remember when I first began spiritual direction, my first spiritual director said something that I still remember until today. Father John Mary taught me that man proposes, but God disposes. We have a lot of plans for ourselves. We have a lot of desires. We have a lot of wants. We have a lot of good intentions. And that's why discernment is so hard, because they're all good things fighting for our heart, fighting for priorities. And all of them pull us all apart because we want them all. But discernment helps us to prioritize what is truly matter, what is truly important, what is truly life-giving, and what is the will of God. That's why in the first reading today, we're being reminded that we're called to be a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. So discernment helps us to see if these desires will make us holy or not, or do they glorify ourselves and feed unto our wants. Will these things happening in your life and my life, will they make us more holy, conform our will to God's will, and help us to be more humble, more meek, more tender, so that God can form us with his grace? Or are we serving our will, even with false piety and religiosity? We're called to be a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, a people set apart for him. Furthermore, we're being reminded by St. Paul that God loves us so much that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Tremendous love, my brothers and sisters, tremendous love that cannot be comprehended. Do you think the president of the United States would die for us? Probably not. He will find another way to somehow resolve or to fix the problem. He will not give his life for us. But God, not just a president, not just a king, not just a ruler, but creator of the whole universe, died for us. Us, so that we might find the courage to die for him, beginning with the dying of ourselves, the dying of our desire to be in control, the dying of our thinking that we are God. This is where discernment comes in. Discernment is not just sitting around thinking about good things and nice things, holy things. Discernment is important when it's being followed by resolve and deeds. We need to choose to live a life of holiness. We need to choose what is right. And we need to make resolution. We need to be resolved in choosing what is right, what is just, what is true, what is beautiful, what's eternal, what's transcendental, and what is life-giving, what comes from God. So, go back to the collect. Do you, my brothers and sisters, believe that God is our strength or not? And do we rely on His grace on our own ability? And do we choose to live His commands or do we choose our way? What's happening in the world all tells us, just like what I said in the beginning of this month of June, it's all about pride and folly. We rather choose to serve our own selves, our own political correctiveness, our own propaganda, our own agenda, our own revolutions, instead of dying to ourselves, to seek that same humility and meekness that we found in Christ Jesus, the same humility and meekness that emptied Himself to live like us in all things but sin, and to die for us while we were still sinners. God loves us, my brothers and sisters. God loves us just like He loves His very own people that He called to. He sees them in all of their brokenness, all of their imperfection, the way that they bicker, the way they dislike each other, and how hard-headedness they were. But yet He called them, just like He called each and every one of us. And we're being reminded in the gospel reading, my brothers and sisters, that the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. I see this so much all the time in the church, where we have good idea fairies. We have people who say, let's do this and do that. And they give a lot of good ideas. But very few, very few want to give themselves in service of the church, in service of others. I have seen people who left their parish or left the church because they don't get things their way. I was talking to someone a few months earlier after a promotion ceremony. And this person said, oh, Father, I'm still a Catholic, but I don't go to church often. And then this person went on to give me a list of how their parish priests failed to do this and that, how the church is not good enough. And I was trying my best with kindness and with gentleness to invite this person to go beyond themselves to love the church. But this person was so held back by their own judgment and their own humanity that they cannot see beyond what they think needed to be done through the work of grace, to seek reconciliation, to seek forgiveness, to seek transformation, to seek to love one another. My brothers and sisters, today Jesus sent His disciples out. He chose His disciples just as He had chose us, even Judas Iscariot who betrayed Him. Jesus chose him. Judas. Jesus chose Judas and He loved Judas until the end. Then why can we love the people who are hard to love? I'll be the first one to raise my hands up to say it's very hard. But love is not about a feeling. Love is a decision, and we have to decide to love each and every day, just that He had first loved us, that He died for us. The Son of God died for us while we were still sinners. And through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, He bring to fulfillment the work of Christ, so that we can know who we are as beloved sons and daughters of God our Heavenly Father. He loved us. And He sent us forth to preach the gospel, to preach repentance, to preach the good news, to cure the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse the lepers, to drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give, said the Lord. We should not just be good idea fairies. Or become like armchair philosophers. Just sit there and say things need to be like this or that before I lift my hands, before I practice my faith, before I preach the gospel, before I come back to the church, or whatever other reasons we have given for ourselves. We need to die to ourselves, because without cost we have received. The forgiveness given to us through Christ Jesus was free. Without cost, we have received the grace of God, and without cost, we are to give. Stop waiting on other people for you and I to become servants of the gospel, to give ourselves in service to the truth and to serve our brothers and sisters. If we wait for things to be perfect, then we remain in our own little kingdom that is based on the fragile ego, but never give ourselves totally and completely for love. Don't be those people, my brothers and sisters. Go out and preach the gospel. Learn to love one another and forgive, reconcile. And I preach to myself first. I am a Catholic, and I am a priest in the midst of all the things that are happening in the church, of all the things that people have done to hurt me, even people who are in leadership positions, people who have stabbed me in the back, who have betrayed me, who have hurt me tremendously. I am a Catholic because he had first loved me. And he called me. When I was broken, when I was hurt, when I was abandoned, when I thought I was alone, he loved me through the people who were around me. And with his grace, I'm still here. And I invite you to see the same. Will you rely on God, who is your strength, and call out to him so that he will strengthen you and I in following his commands until the very end, by our resolve, by our deeds, with our life? Will we remain as we are, without changing our heart and giving ourselves totally and completely to him? I pray that we will always give him everything that we have and love the members of the church even when they have first hurt us.